the mind, you remove the mind. Now this is not such a kasha again in the shit, because the issue is Yitosea, that even though Yitosea, without recourse to the Yisea, or whatever is helpful, when it doesn't involve the Yisea, we hear the Chorah with the Chorah, it only involves another Yisea, or not which money. So then we can test, why was the Yisea mention the Yisea, or whatever is helpful, why was the Yisea mention which mind? Why is the Yisea? If it had involved, instead of Isaiah, and we know Yisea is only the Rabbono, so then it's a kasha. Why does the more mention Yisea Rabbono? The more could have mentioned Yisea Isaiah. But according to the Tvishe, in view of the fact that he doesn't see, he doesn't look into the water, so there is no Yisea of the Rabbono, but it only involves the Yisea Rabbono of which mind. So the Lele, the more might just as well, mention the Yisrael of Libre Yisrael. I mean, why is the Yisrael of Rich Amari more humble than the Yisrael of Libre Yisrael? The Amorites would have to do the Elmo. My Shemidin of the Marsh, the Fruits of my Pilgrim was on the Mutter. How will the Mutter have waited on the Shemidin of the Domo? That's the Elmo. But it's no cash against the Trishe. Because there is no Yavar Domo. Because he agrees with the Mechaber. But he didn't live in the Hosea, it was Poshit. The whole shell was in the house of Mahi, Abba Shane Sulim, we come looking at Shane Yuad, Abba Gabish is having the Lilith Mamai Negat of Rossi, Yoche Mirenzo, we come looking, keep the boy is half out is in looking, so the task spells it out, suppose the woman will look into the mind, and the man is look at the whole Abba, so then of course she cannot decide for her, but she has out outside, she doesn't look into the mind. So it's not considered for the year of the Chor HaKadosh. So even the Mishim Yilal, then was the Mamesh of Sin Vidyesh Sligoi, the Takti, the Sin Vidyesh Zayin Sivon Yom, the Adonim Shem Mayim Rei Lachamo, or the Hamo Yikra Rei Yisom, Kive Shem Chus Mamayim. The Chayim Ka, 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 the אבל אין פריי זעלב איך נמיי חש די חושיי נאָך צו מיין משטאַכן גוט אין דער ESR אַ קאַנצי הולוך דאַ טיפּ פון ליב 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 קיי אין חשש אלע קיי מעל מיט די חמאי און משווי זאַביש אין סאַס אין מיין אבער נאָך ליב גוט צו מיין אין די חשש נאָבור דער אַש מוסע דער אַש מוסע וואָס איז דאַ קושער אַש where the Yisea of Libre Yisrael certainly applies, but suppose a man is stands in water, and he stands in water up to the waist, not up to here. If he stands in water up to here, I mean, it sounds strange. If he stands in the water up to the neck, then he cannot sink to Hashem. He cannot sink to Hashem, because then it's Libre Yisrael, because there is no hefsek, unless put on something in the water. So but if he doesn't put on anything, so then he cannot take the Shema. But if the man stands in the water after the waves, and the chest, the whole chest of the man is above the level of water, then he can take the Shema. Because the fact that the elbow is inside the water, and the wave is outside the water, so it's not, so there is absent. So there is absent. Oh, that people who live in prayer, in Chshar, Shalom, Kimayal, and Tei Chalmai, or the Mashmo is a Mishnah, is Chasem in Mai, is Chasem in Mitzach, and the Nek. Out of the Malim, Chutz the Mai, and he stands in the water only after the waves, in Mechshash. The Chimu Hamidir Amitam, Sheikh Yosef, and Chaim, Sinai, and Dalet, שירבך את אחד מצבורי, בוא יורד זה משתן, חמדם וסטרוק by doctors that he has to take warm baths and he has to stay in the bed for a long time for, because of a certain condition that he has. So, כשירבך את אחד מצבורי ויורד זה משתן, and then he became thirsty. בוא יומחסן נגד ממד המודיבה. כדי שלא נדיב את ראי איזה עד כמה שני. we have it truly very long on. Matiki Bameshiki Sobile, Godi, even where the water is transparent. So then it involves in itself Kilava Mamesh. So what was the purpose? What did they accomplish by putting a belt, let's say, between, beneath the chest? So at the time, we had to stay in warm water of the bathtub for a considerable time. That was his therapy. So, and we had to drink, so he had to say, okay. So he used to put a belt. A belt. Today, he should live in his elbow. So it's an idea that when the elbow is in water, even though the water is transparent, it doesn't involve any sort of elbow manage. Yeah, in view of the fact that it's the different the shoes. So it's only the problem if we liberate his elbow. Liberate his elbow. So mainly the character on the time had his therapy consisted in staying up to the neck in the warm water. In the warm water. So mainly he had to put something, let's say, belt, beneath the chest. So it's a rather different region, because according to the region, the water is transparent, not clouded, so then it involves an issue of Gilel of Amish, not just the Brazil. We have a true name, no one might be sure for living, who is Trisha Kosser of the Tamoyeshi Sikhli, while Koch, so what is that? The Trisha knew, of this, of what Hashem mentioned in the name of the Tam. So he says, the Rabbi Tamoyeshi Sikhli. In other words, so we have to say, it wasn't just an ordinary thing, not a very wide thing. In other words, now, with the now open. So in other words, he had to enter into a kli, and that was filled up with water, and melee, you couldn't even if he tried to look down, he couldn't see his own mouth. So melee, he didn't involve himself to have a mamish. But since his whole body after the neck was inside that body, and there was no headset between the chest and the elbow, so mainly he had to put something beneath the chest. Strange education. We do this because we have damage to the clean. Balkor and the children, we know how proud that the Asian between the human elbow, but it is a whole. Why? In other words, because he doesn't visualize the task of he doesn't visualize that if his issue is not clean, so it's now open. So if he is not clean, it means like in the bathtub. So then you can see, if he looks down, he can see his own elbow. So what does he accomplish by sitting in the clean? I mean, what does it mean? But the preacher doesn't mean like in the bathtub, he means a clean in the narrow open. So the melee, he couldn't even look down and see his own elbow. So it doesn't come within. So the melee, so according to Rishi, it certainly doesn't come within the ear, what has no go, but it doesn't even come within the cell of your mind. We know about that the issue between the elbow and his own coaching your mind. The words we may almost say, we are in the moment to come to Srite, the Sukhi. Because there is a machlekes adonik. Most of the genuine past will be very sad with us. King Kotakinus means something, don't know, sir, who managed to reach your hundred of the town. Hello, but that's no kasha because it all depends what kind of a kele. If the kele has a very wide, is open, is has a very wide opening, so then, and he can look down, so then, he doesn't involve himself to the Almanish. But suppose it has a narrow opening and he has to enter into that cave, so then he does not involve it. Alobo, the enchantress is a Yerobo, Alobo, Elo, Michel, what's in the Gule? Behave in my mind, also, because it's in the same shoes called Chikere Kenedo. Elo, you can have the phone. So he mentions only, he doesn't say Elvin Kineh Itzimeino, because the Taz, which he does say, who is Chelikan Mechaber, Itzimeino doesn't help in any way. Only Mechaber Bono, סוריה ושלום וחד ישראל, אבל אם יתך המי, אין בין שיהיו אהב, וחמק ומחק וכל, רק שיש יישא המשולים ובין יישא אהב. ודאם ילדים שיישא עצת ברבוש, ולהיב ציורים להבוס, so it is just as if you put on a long shirt, a long garment, without any, without any headset. So in Kedisha, the one is a very small man, I feel it, but in Anna headset, she is a little girl, but in people they are also. So in other words, so the practice of the women, that they even put the arms, so then it's good for holidays. In other words, even according to the Rambam, who says that by each piece of liver is elbow, piece of liver is elbow applies to Russian too. But that is also it. That is also it. Being Isha, you know, the middle of my mind, I feel about the man, I say, she is in the middle of the liver of Warsaw, but the school of the Heinz and Dalit and the Bobo, do the Hebe, when you need something, so you can't show you the Heinz liver of night. So one could say that as far as literally his health is concerned, so there is another alternative. She should step in the water not up to the neck, but she should step in the water up to the waist, her waist. So then the chest, her chest would be above the level of water. So then there would not be any self, even according to the island of literally his health. Because the water itself is the epicenter. Because the elbow is within the water and the chest already is above the level of water. Above water. So then, from the point of view of people is the elbow, that would be the better. That would be the alternative. But that wouldn't be so misleading. So the Uchensh and Harbish Marajmo, the Yisagish is, she did kula mechusat about night. So the mele, in order to avoid a possible issa of liver yisavo, she should be mechabit for yisavo. Vida hakeh, so al yisha yishniya, she did kula mechusat about night. Mishkosu, mishalimu lo kasvide, vaki yichabit, tichabit biyodeo, mechabst, שאין כמו פוסק משכונו, בין החיים, זה מנדלת, זה מנגו, זה הבא הפסוק. ואין סוד שאין איזה מים שעת כוחת, ומפסיקים בידיהם, בין ליב לעבו, גם כן יש למנגיס. So he says, those women who are backbeat to put their arms, just beneath the chest, they certainly do it properly. But even the women who don't do even that, they just stand in the water, so they also can be saved. They can be saved. They have no time or light, so they do not come off the sheet of the island. But the judgment of the Muslim, תחת הלבוש, ומתו האיש אומר לגמור הדבינו בשעת הפוס הסחרלה, שיבולה אותך מקרקע ושגיעו לארבו, כשארו בו דברו פושו, אבל מי שאין באישו, משלבים בבי לארבו, אפילו כשמרס, מכל מוקד, יש לו ארבו בינרס, כי מי זה ברכם ניסיינתם, מי שמסגר לזה שמחוס לנפונה או מאחר, ולגבים לזה שכו לארבו, לפי שרשי, שבספי ששבו לנפונה או מאחר, ועל כן פינו לגמור את זה כשבי סילום חלוש נשבת לפות נשבת לסעקי בפני הגובץ שמו של גובץ על כן צריך לשמונה אותי את מקרקת כסבאי מקרקת של הלבוסאו יהיה מחוסס מחוסס ואם כן איש או ממנס ויש לו דיבוש על חסר הלבוסו והלבוסאו אף שאין הפסטק במיקו והלבוסו אין איסה לדייזריס שלא יחסחיים שאין בסיוס So what is he saying now? He is saying we come to in order to refute the sheet of the Bach. The Bach sheet is, and he's mentioning the Bach. The Shach also mentioned the Bach. The Bach sheet is that in view of the fact, that the Mimona says, the Gabay is an issue that she can be marked with Halloween if she is naked. As long chiamato di sé di Kalka, if she sat down on the floor and so then she can be marked with Chavo and see the Broche, even while she's naked. Why? Because our apostle is the matter, so maybe the Bach assumed, that's very strange, that by woman, because our apostle is the matter, so even if she stands naked, even if she doesn't even sit down on the floor, but she stands naked, so it does not involve the Iser of Kuber Mamish, because Kuber Mamish. And why does the Gemara say that if she is naked, that she has to take off Chalev on the door? So she sits down. She sits down and she hides Poneo Mimato Bikarka. So that's because of the Iser of the Iser Bibel Reyeser. So in other words, so if she, let's say, as far as the Iser of Gimel Alamamish, it doesn't apply to it. To the same point, that doesn't mean that it doesn't apply altogether. But to another person, even another woman, it does apply. But to the same woman who is naked, even if she stands naked, she doesn't apply sit down. So on account of the fact that the elbow of a woman is limato, so maybe it does not involve the Iser of the year and the Hoyabazor, the Iser of the Hoyabamanish. Why? Because a woman, you see, a man, if he stands naked, so he doesn't have to bend down in order to be able to see his own mouth. But a woman, when she stands naked, she will not be able to see her own mouth unless she bends down. But if she doesn't bend down, if she doesn't bend down her head, even if she moves down, she will not be able to see her own mouth. So because of that, the Bach assumed that when a woman stands naked, so, and she says the Broche, she is not embarrassed, the Iser of the Yire B'chor HaMazdor. Even according to the Shifte, and the Bach is also Chilik on the Mechaber. Of course, according to the Mechaber, she is not embarrassed, the Iser of the Yire B'chor HaMazdor, for the simple reason that only when you mamish see the Abba. But if you close your eyes and close the eyes, it doesn't mean close eyes, it means he doesn't see the Abba, you're not either. But the Bach happens to be Chilik on the Bach, on the Mechaber. He happens to agree with the Taz and the Mechaber and the Gor that only Chazor HaSponov in the other direction is Buddha. But Atzilus Nayim not. So only by men it's also. They call it the Bach. A man, if he is naked and he stands and he always exposed, even though he has his eyes raised on top and looks at the ceiling, so, and if he says Krishna that way, or even if he closes his eyes, so he's in the love of the eyes, because the man's elbow can be seen without bending down his head. So in many ways, it comes to the year of Chavazor. But he shows a voice on the matter, and the same woman could not see her own elbow unless she bends down. Even if you look towards her own elbow, she will not be able to see it unless she bends down. So the melee doesn't come within the Easter of the year of Chavazor. So why do people say that if a woman is naked and she wants to take off Chavazor, she has to sit down on the floor in order that Poneo Shalomato should be here in the Karka? That's because of the Iser or the Liborei Iser. Because if she doesn't sit down on the floor, so then there is no hefsek between her chest and her elbow. So true, her eyes couldn't even see her elbow unless she bends down. But it involves the Iser of the Liborei Iser. And the Bach agrees with the Sheet of the Raivet that the Iser of the Israel applies to a woman just as it applies to a man. This is how the Bach explains. But the Taz is Chilik on the Bach. And he says, now the Bach has been made that if, let's say, there would be two women in the room, and one woman will be naked, and the other woman is not naked. And so the woman who is not naked will not be allowed to say Koach if she stands near the woman that is naked. Because only if the same woman who says Kriyashma, or who says Koach, or is Mispaleles, is naked, so then it doesn't involve the Isaudi Abedomo. Because the same woman could not see her own elbow without bending down. But if it's the elbow of another woman, so the melee, then she can see the elbow of the other woman without bending down. So the melee does come within the ease of the other. So the Taz wants to refute the whole explanation of the Bach. So he says, So the male here is the Kasha in Noah's Chaim. What does Noah's Chaim say? That there is no self, there is no Allah of the name in the self. The Gabi Isha, so he has the Kasha, so he is Chilta in Noah's Chaim. According to the Sanctite of the Gemara, that Akobes is a Mem Shemelbo. So why do we say that if we show a woman is naked, if she has to take off Chale, so she has to make Poneo Shalomato Tochit the Kavach. Bishleim, according to the Mandom, after that, Akobes is the Mishleim, alright? So she has to be talking in order that the Akobes should not be exposed. But according to the Mandom, that Akobes is the Mishleim, so it doesn't matter that the Akobes are exposed. So the Mele, why does she have to be Tochet Mikarka? Let us say the Broche and Afroshes Chale while she stands naked. Why? Because the Bach assumes that by human, vis-a-vis herself, in view of the fact that he cannot...
Just in the two, up to Tzoro Shoyim and Sobis Yechakli. Up to Tzarek Ches on the base, and then in the Mechaba, I know. But if you see. Tzricho shetidlu b'menik v'shiyei v'abo yimso, v'afil ha'inu ma'im chayim, shim tzorch ma'im chayim al lizov v'lo yimini de vizov. Now the Rashi in Shabbos mentions a shite b'shim Rabbeisov, of b'shim Rabbeisov, that zove requires ma'im chayim, requires ma'im. Requires my, and so Rashi is masik on the chite, but that's a very strange chite, and even according to Rabbi Yisuf of Rashi, it's probably not midraise zove, it's only the Ravon. V'afim tivil b'mayon tzorich sheyei b'imemso, aval gav d'mayon mitaya b'chol shu hayne davke likeli, aval odom afilu mukot nishikol gufim yischasi pochis memso, en tefila elebei. Elim Kain Yehim Emso. So at that point there's a Machli Resheni. The sheet of the Rosh and Tur is that Odom requires Memso, even in Mayo. The sheet of the Rambam Dravid is that even Odom doesn't require Memso in Mayo. In Mayo. So actually there are three sheets of Resheni. One sheet is that the Rambam drived that Bein Keli, Bein Odom do not require memso in a mayim. Then the shite of Teisves and the Rosh is that Keli don't require memso in a mayim, but Odom requires memso in a mayim. But even the Rambam derived agree that in Mikveh an Odom requires Memso Midraisa. There is a Shite, I think is a Yochid, Rabbi Yehin in Broches, his Shite is, I mentioned that when he learned Mishnayos, his Shite is that Midraisa, even an Odom doesn't require Memso. Even an Odom does not require Memso. And that midraise in a mikveh, even in a mikveh, Odom doesn't require memso. But midraise, he only has the goof of the Odom has to be completely immersed. But let's say he's a teenager, so he can be immersed in tenso. So midraise is good, but only midrabono require memso. But that's chamniyin eshit in broches, and this is yochid. I don't think there is any other rishon who agrees with Rabbi. Now, then the question arises, how about a mayon? So it doesn't require for Ketvila Skeli, Memso. Mashu. Does Mashu mean Mashu? Even a drop? Let's say you have a very small machat. In a few drops, it can be immersed. Or it requires Lochla Poches Revis. So most Rishayim say that a mayon in Tvila Skelim doesn't require anything. As long as the whole Kelim can be immersed in it, if it can be immersed in less than a Revis, it's all right. It's all right. But there is a Shite, of the Raivet in Edyes that Revis is required even in the Mayon, even in regard to Flaskin. All right.
Is that Midraisa?
I suppose Midraisa. V'rikosav kisvor v'shein. That what? That Tfilas Odom requires Memso. Lozeh hiskma dini over roza. Avol im rochatz o bimerchot, oi olu ole o kolmimi shebeilom, hareyu bitumoso. V'yeish b'koaz, achetiv will be mikveh, oy b'mayon. But if she's richet b'merchet, so it's not. Now what does he mean b'merchet? He doesn't mean merchet is shuvim, because shuvim is a machleket reshenim, it's not such a dumb portion, as to whether midraise, it is possible, when it's going short. But merchet means it's a kelim. And even, let's say, even if it is installed, so it's totally said chibrei. So that's what it means, merchet. It doesn't mean merchet because of shov. Shov, he discusses further. All right. Achetit will be mikveh will be mayim. Utvila bin horeis, b'yohoi keplut le rabos. So there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that you can only be taken bin horeis in Nahal Pros, Binisim Mitishri, so then there is no abundant overflow of rainwater, but any other period of the year, when there is an abundant overflow of rainwater, so then it's Robu Neitvin ala Zeichlin, so then it cannot be Mitaya Bizeichlin. And Shmuel says, now Mikivim is Baruch. And the Gemara says, so pligid Shmuel adidei, so Shmuel himself has two members. But there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel's member of Nahar Mikivim Mizborich, that even if it's Robo Neitvin ala Zeichlin, so it's still kosher. So, how do we pasken? So most Rishenim pasken like Rav, that you cannot be teveil in the horeis in a season when there is an abundant overflow of rainwater, because it might be Chobonit Nazich. Rav Netam, however, he passes like Shmuel's memory of Naam Mikifim Mizbarech. So, Utfila Binores Boike Plukin Rabosi. Rab Netam Hitel Lidl Binores Kolashon. Veri Hoyoise Lidl Bem Kolachir. Adachas Manafshor Shlogi. But if we know that there is no abundant overflow of rainwater, so then, of course, he can be taken. V'chein kosev aram merudinberg, she'en lidvil behem mishas akshoni, v'loi mishor she'en g'day lis bafshor shlom. V'chein umaskon azadein yo v'yorosal. So most v'sheinim hold, like pasken like rab. Pasken like rab. All right. V'ilah aboyim soy, צריכים שיהיו ניקווים ואין לי, במוקי מאה, וגם לא יהיו שובים, אלו שיסקפצו מקשומים בגום האחס, אבל נשאבו, אפילו לא נשאבו, ונין לי מוקי מאה עוד, אלו זה יכלל אורת, יספוס. So he mentions two halachas, that in the mikve, if he chose, that first of all, the chove is possible, and then, that zeichalim is possible, even if it's not shol. But if the mayim and mikveh happen to be zeichalim, so it's also possible. Then he says, in regard to shuvim, he mentions machlekes v'shenim, whether kulei shov is possible in the raise or possible in the rabbanon. That's only in regard to shuvim. But in regard to zeichalim, everybody agrees. Everybody agrees that. That is possible in the Raisa. There is Ibn Yeshua that says that Zeichlin is possible in the Rabbanon, but it's Yishite Tchui. I mean, all the Rishayim say that Zeichlin is possible in the Raisa. Umiu Pirashri, the Shiva in Piseles Elm the Rabbanon, Sheminateiro Afilukuli Shov Kosher, Hilka Kol Sofik Shira Bey, Afilosofik Mikuli Shov Vimlav Kosher, Avar Abin Shim Shim Pirash, Shekuli Shov Possel Minateir, Achi Yerubi Behech. אבל אחר שיהיה הרובי בהכשר, משום ואילך, אין שימו פיסלס בי, אלא מן רבון. היו כך, כל צווי כשיהיה הרבה, כלים שיהיה הרי, ולא שיבי, אז למי לחומרי. אבל מי שידוע, שנעשה הרובי בהכשר, מקלים הם בסווי כשיהיה הרבה, וכן הוא מסכון הסדינו עבור עזר. So he mentions just two sheets. One sheet that show is only possible in the Rabbanon. He mentions it in the name of the Ri, but that's also the Shite of the Rambam. That's also the Shite of the Rambam. And another Shite that he mentions, the Job is possible in the Raise, and he mentions it in the name of Rabbi Shimshon. But as there are other Rishayim who certainly have the Shite that Kuli Job is possible in the Raise. The other Rishayim, Rashi, Rashbam, so they certainly say that Kuli Shov is possible in the Raise, but Rav Nishimshin is not so sure of a portion, because we learned in the Rash. So in one Rash he says, in one Loshin he says that Kuli Shov is possible in the Raise, but then he says no. Then he says, then towards the end the Rash says that Kuli Shov is not Shov in the Raise, is not possible in the Raise. But when is it possible in the Raise? If it was Mimalet, Bikelim the Tamikabu Tume. So then it's not the Psul of Shov. So then it's the Psul of Havayos and Aldi Tume. So in other words, it's a little bit of a pele as to why the two mentions Rabbi Nishim Shishite that he mentions at first, even though at the end he mentions another Shit. But the Argashenim will say that Kuli Shov is definitely possible to Raise. That's Rashi and Rashba. Alright. Rashi will come and the Rashbam, and the Rashbam will pass. Alright. It happens to be in the same daf. Daf Samachvov will come and Daf Samachvov will pass. Kosa, but actually there are more than two shittes. When we learn the Mishnayos, we mentioned the number of shittes. First of all, there is a shite that the shite of the Ri and of the Rambam that Kuli Shov is kosher and rice. It's only possible in the Rabbah. Then there is the shite of Rashi and the Rashbam that Kuli Shov is possible in the rice. And the first motion in the Rav Nishimshin, but then at the end Rav Nishimshin is not like that. So the third shite is the shita of Rabbi Shimshon again, that kuli shov per se is kosher midraisa. But if the shov took place through milu bikli, that is mikabutume, then it's kosher midraisa. But suppose it took place through a milu bikli kloli, kli atomo, that is not mikabutume, it's not kosher midraisa. Let's say, suppose it took place through a kli shuchis, that is only mikabutume mirabono, so it's not kosher midraisa. So it's not, but if it took place to a klimatres or a klicheres or a kli, yeah, so or a kliates, so then it's possible. That's a third chicken. So it's not the psul of show. Not the psul of show. Then there is the fourth sheet and the sheet of Chabletam. That not only Kulishov and Rubishov is possible, but even Gimulugim initially, Bitrilo is also possible. Then there is the fifth chite, the shite. Then there is the fifth chite of drayvet, that if it is now, there are two kinds of shuvim. There is a shuv al de kele, even without human intervention. Let's say suppose you set up the kankanim deliberately in order that they should fill up with the rainwater, not accidentally, but deliberately, and then you didn't dump them biodai, and then by itself it fell into the mikveh. So then it has the psul of shov of al nimilu bechli, since it was nirgalei. So that's only possible rabbanon. But if it became shov by miladikatev, then it's possible rise. So I'm the sheet that I mentioned five. All right. Now here the two mentioned jaws, two. Now, so the Beis Yosef points out that this Loshen is very obscure and it's very misleading, the Loshen of the Chumis Rosh. Because, so he says, Dibur Rabbeinu bo stumim bo zeh, dimash mi dvor av shav, al pi, shonu rei meisei, shu molei, sivar rosh, de chashino, shem liyach zor yalenu, vina do vakein, da filei be elo chofa lefso, sivar rosh lahachsha, shari divrei tshuve zu kachem. Now, so he quotes the text of the rosh, she shal to mikve shamayim nimshoch nim nagagin, va mikve no mafteyach, va mafteya biyad Yisrael, va mikve shom nochi nagagin, shiyem nimshom nim mikve, va nochi maskir, המיק ולכל מי שתאילו בפרוטה ויש יומים רבים של ידו שומעים מי חשיל שנוח יש לחמאי מהגג למיק ו... או יפילו בזמן הקשומים מי אמר לנוח אין מסחר ולעביר אלוהי שוב על המיק ושושל נוח אין כמו מנסחר אין לנו נוח אלוהי כי בבד יעשה כל מה שיוכל כדי של יעב שצחור אין אמר לכל זמן שיש במיק וחופס הלב סו אין נפסר של לחמאי מלגגי ונים שחולים מקווה, דישו ומתאהר הסבר בי אלא משוחת, כי איסי ברקם להתמורה, ומקווה שני ותיב לביתו דיר, בקל יוכל יש חופה לבסועים, אבל אם פוס קומים אף לגמרי, ולמי שהחופה לבסועים, יש לוחו שהנוחים של סייכם מים שוחים, עד כמה שני. So in other words, if you just see the lotion that is quoted by the tour, so you might think that according to the Rosh, it's mute, so even if we know that there was at least at the very outset chofal of so, even then, but that's not so. Only when there wasn't, when we don't know whether there was chofal of so, whether there was chofal of so. But if we know that originally there was chofal of so, and it is established that at least chofal of so was in the show, and the shaila is maybe the goy was mamshich, yuteso, through amshoche, so then the nochi is there. Because then it's negi only in the rabbonon, and the nochi is no more in the rabbonon. Now, mayon mitayer afilu derech schilosei, the alochi is mikveh, is not mitayer, bivzeichlin, but mayon is mitayer bizeichlin. So mayon is mitayer bizeichlin. וכל הים ויש למדי מיון נטייה בשבילה, הילכה גג שנשלס, גל שנשלס מהים, ובממסו, ונופל לו דומוי לכלים, אולסו הם טבילה, Avon Zorakini Baviragal, Loyal Solem Tvile. Now we mentioned when we learned the Mishnayos, the Reb Chaim. So at first, Reb Chaim, in explaining the Shitas Rambam, Mayim Shemir of Mortim, Virobu of Mayim Shuvi, Shogim Mikve, Litaya Bezbeira, Ulimayim Litaya Bibacholshu. So the Ram Shiti is the Lizorin Kotomi, but the Rambam Shiti is not Lizorin Kotomi. So Reb Chaim explains it. So one, the first lotion Reb Chaim explains it that on the basis of the proposition that there are certain aloches that are based upon the heft of Mayon, and there are certain aloches that are based upon the Shem Mei Mayon. So in regard to Mitayo B'chol Shu, that doesn't depend whether, and the question is whether the Mayon is Mei Mayon or Mei Mikve. But it depends upon the question as to whether it's a heft of Mayon. A heft of Mayon, the heft of Mayon doesn't require Shuri. So the Mele, in this, but, so the Mele, so, and he mentions Araya. He mentions Araya from this din of Galshen Islash. So Galshen Islash, so the Aloche is that it requires, so the Mishnah says, Bal Shanis Las V'yesh Bimim Soh, so then he's also a Tvile. The question arises, why V'yesh Bimim Soh? So, Rav Netan deduces from this, that Tvila Sodom requires Bimim Soh even in Mayim, because insofar as Kelim are concerned, so the waves would be good enough, even if he doesn't have Memsa. But those Rishenim who say that even Tvila Sodom doesn't require Memsa in the Mayon, so the question arises, why is it that here we require Memsa? So then we have to say, according to those Rishenim, that when the Mishnah says Memsa, it's not only in regard to Odom, even with God Kelim, because according to the Rambam, there is no difference in Mayon between Odom and Kelim. But Mayon doesn't require Memso. So here, Reb Chaim at first said, so it's the converse of Mayon Shemim and Motim, the Rovel of Mayon Shuvim, Shovel Mikra Litaya Beishbeiran, Uli Mayon Litaya Becholshu. Because the Din of Kolshu depends upon the Heftz of Mayon. Masheik in the din of Zeichlin depends upon the Shem Mei Mayim. In the case of Mayim Shemim Amotim, the Rabbul of Mayim Shuvim, so then because of the of Rov, so there is Aloch of Bittul Rov, even by Mayim. So if we were to consider the question as to whether the resulting waters are considered to be Mei Mikve or Mei Mayim, so we say no. They're not Mimayon, they are Mimikve, because the major portion of the water is Neitvim, not Zeichlin. But, so that's why it's not Mitaya B'Zeichlin, only Mimayon is Mitaya B'Zeichlin. Here, the major portion is Neitvim. So Mele, it doesn't have a Chalisha Mimayon. Masha'in came, Likam Mitaya B'Cholcho, so whether the Mayim is Mimayon or Mimikve doesn't make a difference. Whether it's the Heftz of Mayon or not, it is a Heftz of Mayon. So maybe it's a type of Holshu. Now, in the case of Galshen Islash, we have the converse. Galshen Islash, so the Heftz of Mayon it isn't. Because when is it the Heftz of Mayon? When it's attached to the source. But if it was detached from the source, a wave that broke off, so it's not a Heftz of Mayon. But they still have all the attributes of Mayon. The fact that it flows, you know, with great speed. So Mei Mayon it is. If Mei Mayon it is, that's why it's entire. That's the first step. So then Reb Chaim rejects that first step. Why? Because he mentions Rosh Rambam. The Rambam says, פרק טס מלכס מקווי, סבוך יצאין. גל שניסו לשם לים, ונופל עוד אומר להכירת, אם יש בי ממסו הרי ותאיר נחום, שנתאיר נחום, לא, לא, הלוך יתחס. אם מדבילים בגל כשהוא באוויה, כדי שאיפה על אורץ, ואף על פי שיש בי עבור עם סוף, לפי שהם מדבילים בזכרי, הולכים הבאה, So Reb Chaim understood this Rambam to say in a saying that the reason is why it would, before it falls to the ground, you cannot be teveil. So, so it's because im advil mizeichel. So memele, he rejects his first parents. So we cannot say that. The reason is why the Rambam says Ligabe Mayim Shemim Motim Rabel of Mayim Shuvim So Shomel Mikve Litaya Beshbiron or Mayim Litaya Bechol Shu is because Kol Shu depends upon the Hefza of Mayim Kol Shu depends upon the Hefza of Mayim and Mashayim Kein Zeichlin that depends upon the Halishem in Mayim and when it's Rabel of Mayim Leitvim so Memele he doesn't have Shem in Mayim But the Chavetz of Mayot is, because then we would have to say that the reason is why the Galsh Nishlash, we require Memso because it's not a Chavetz of Mayot. But B'Zeichlin it should be Mitaya, because May Mayot is, it's not attached to the source, but May Mayot is, and the Rambam says, Levishim Abim B'Zeichlin. Even though, Sarab Chaim says, even though we could say, that the reason is why the Rambam says here, Shimabim Bezeichlin, because when wave breaks off from the source, so then it doesn't even have a Chaleishem Mimayon either. But as long as the Rambam explains it on the basis of Shimabim Bezeichlin, so Mele, there is no right. But as I mentioned at that time, the first version of Reb Chaim is very good, and he doesn't have to reject it because of that Rambam. Because we cannot say that the Pshat in the Rambam is that Galchen Islash and Be'avia, it's not a good feeling because when it's Nislash, so it's not Mitaya Bezechlin. If that had been the Pshat in the Rambam, why does the Rambam have to say Kal Vachimah Be'avia? Why does the Rambam have to say Vachimah Be'avia? We Bishimad Bilim Bezechlin. Why Kal Vachimah Be'avia? So the Pshat in the Rambam is something different. Einach Name, the psul of Zeichlin doesn't apply to Meimayo. So Meimele here, it's Meimayo. And even though it was Nishlash, it still is Meimayo. It's not attached to the source, so it's not a Chavetz of Mayo. But Meimayo it is, it has all the attributes of Meimayo. The speed with which it flows. So, like a Meimayon, but it broke off. So Meimele, it has a Chalishem Meimayon. But what does the Rambam mean now? If Shimadim Mizichlin Kalochima Be'avia. Now, the Rambam here in expresses the aloche of a Madvilim B'Kifo. Madvilim B'Roshim V'Madvilim B'Kifo. Into the column of water over here, then it feels a good feeling. But if you throw the kele, let's say, you throw the kele or you take a tinek and you immerse him in the arch, the tefillah is not a good feeling. The tefillah is not a good feeling. So why? Because the arch is considered as avia, but the column, the pillar, is considered as standing on the ground. So it's not avia, and there is aloche. The tefillah must be bikarki. It cannot be bikelim, and it cannot be be'avar either. Midraise. Tefillah has to be bikarki. So how can the Rambam explain it on the basis of that imitar b'zeichlin monefsheh? It is If it is because of Madbila Mizeichlin, so why does the Gemara distinguish between Kife and Roshi? It's Zeichlin, even in the Roshi, it's also Zeichlin. So the Pshati, no, it's not on the basis of the Psul of Zeichlin. But Rashi in Shabbos says that the reason as to why Mikveh is not Mitayah Mizeichlin. And mikveh is not mitayah bezeichlin, and mayon is mitayah bezeichlin. Is not that there is a special gzeras hakosu that mayon is mitayah bezeichlin, mikveh is not mitayah bezeichlin. If there had been a special gzeras hakosu, so then yam shouldn't be mitayah bezeichlin either, because after all, mikveh hamayim kol yami. So we see that yam has a halish and mikveh, not mayon. The machlikas between Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosi is on the question as to whether all yamim have a shem mikveh or only yam hagodol, yam mikyones. But the chol hapoches yam mikyones has a chalei shem mikveh. So Rashi raises the question, so why is it mitayah bezeichlin? So because of that, yam mikyones, since it has a chalei shem mikveh, so it doesn't have a chalei shem mayon, so it cannot be used by Zovim Tzoroim. It cannot be used by Zovim Tzoroim. But it's Mitayah B'Zeichlin, so Rashi gives the Teretz. The reason is why it's Mitayah B'Zeichlin, because the only reason is why Mikveh is not Mitayah B'Zeichlin, Mayon is, because by Mayon, that's the natural state. So maybe it's Mitayah B'Zeichlin. By Mikveh, the natural state of May Mikveh is not to be Zeichel. It's still water. So mainly when it is Eichel, so it does not represent the natural state of the water in the mikveh. That's why it's possible. So mainly Yam, even though there's exosakosim, it has chalish and mikveh, but the natural state of the water in the Yam is to be flowing. So mainly it's retired. So mainly the Rambam could agree with Rashi Shiti. So this is the Rambam wants to explain as to why Tvile be Avir is not good. Why is Tvile be Avir not good? So the Rambam explains it. Levi Shema Tvilin Bizeichli. Why Bizeichli not? Because it's not the natural state of water in the mikveh. To be Zeichli, some may leave it is Zeichli. So the Tvile is not a good Tvile. So Lachas Kamo Vechamo. If the water is Zeichel Ba'avir, so it's certainly not true in the Mayon, in the Yam, it is the natural state to be Zeichel. But is the natural state to be Zeichel Al Gamikarke, not to be Zeichel Ba'avir? That's not the natural. For how long can it be Zeichel in the Avir? For a split second, then it will fall down, and it will not be Zeichel Ba'avir. So Mimele, so for the same reason, that one cannot be tevil in my mikveh bezeichlin, because that's not the natural state. So he cannot be tevil in the zeichlin ba'avir. So mele, so we can say Reb Chaim's first yisod. So hilka galchen islash ma'ayam uboy memso v'nofa odo amoy akeli also lem tvile avol zor akeli la'avir agal loy also tvile. So that the Mishnah says, Uboy Memso. So Rav Netam explains it on the basis, because Tvila Sodom requires Memso. So according to Rav Netam, as far as Tvila Skelim is concerned, he doesn't require Memso. Because according to Rav Netam, Gal Shenishlas has the same din like a Gal Shalunishlas, like a Mayimon. But according to the Rambam, we cannot say that Memso is required only in regard to Odom, but not in regard to Kelim, because according to Rambam, there is no difference between Odom and Kelim in Mayon. So then, according to Rambam, we have to say that it requires Memso even in Kelim. What's the pshat? Because if it's Nislash, so then it's not a Hevzer Mayon. It's not a hefzer of Mayon, so mele it requires Memso. The halacha that Mayon is beholcho only the hefzer of Mayon culture. All right, now.
Does the Rambam, according to Reb Chaim, hold that Tefillah Be'Avir is Pasul D'Oraisah or Rabbanan?
No, no. Avir, if it's not Bekele, you see, it was there. You see, the, of course, if the Tefillah is not Bekarke, so then the Tefillah is Pasul D'Oraisah. It's not better than in Bekele. But the reason is why, I mean, Reb Chaim assumed that according to the Rambam, so the Tefillah Be'Avir is not good because Bezeichlin, because by Galshen Islash, Bezeichlin it's not possible, but if not for the fact of Zeichlin, it would be kosher, because since this water, it just broke off from the Karke, and it's destined to fall to the Karke in a second. So the Mele, it's considered all the time as Maim Shebekarke. That's the reason. Of course, if it wouldn't be considered, suppose somehow you would be able to manipulate that water should remain suspended by. I mean, that could happen in outer space, but like this, it couldn't happen. But suppose you could manipulate that water should remain suspended by. So then, of course, the tefillah is no tefillah, because the tefillah has to be mikarke. And the reason is why Reb Chaim assumed that here it's not a good tefillah on account of zeichlin, but otherwise it would be a good tefillah for the same reason that it's a good tefillah b'roshim. What about reishim? The answer is reishim is considered as standing on the karke. So even though it's Be'avir, so it's considered as Be'karke. So the Mele, Reb Chaim assumed that according to the Rambam, even Be'kifin, it's considered to be Be'karke. Because true is Be'kifin, but it just broke off and it's destined to fall to the ground in a split second. So the Mele, even that split second, that it is Be'avir, it's also considered to be Be'karke. That's so. The Rambam explains it on the basis of Zeichlin, but I think the Pshat in the Rambam is it's not on the basis of Zeichlin, it's on the basis of Avir. And why does the Rambam have to resort to that Kalvachimer? Why couldn't the Rambam himself explain it on the basis that Tefillah has to be Be'karke? So why does he have to explain it on the basis that that's not a natural state? So, and he says, if mikvein zeichlin is not mitayer, because that's not a natural state of water. In other words, in order that water should be mitayer, so the water must be in the natural state. But if it's not in the natural state, not. So zeichlin is not a natural state for water in the mikveh. So memele, the water in the aver is not a natural state. But why couldn't it be not a good tefillah? Because it's not really Be'karke. The answer is, according to what I'm saying, we also have to say that if not for the fact that it's not a natural state, it would be a good tefillah. But Tefillah Be'Kele is not a good tefillah. The answer is Tefillah Be'Kele, so it remains the Be'Kele. But here, it just broke off from the karke, and in a second, it will drop to the karke. So even in the split second that it is Be'Avir, it's also considered to be Be'karke. So why isn't the tefillah a good tefillah? The tefillah is not a good tefillah because it's not in its natural state.
Yeah, the Beis Yosef mentions that the Rambam holds it just puzzled the Rabbanan.
Yeah, I know. So again, when the Beis Yosef says that it's only possible mit Rabbanon, so it doesn't mean that mit Reise Tefillah doesn't have to be Be'karke. Because that everybody agrees that if Tefillah is made in a Merchetz, in a Kele, so then the Tefillah is possible mit Reise. But here it's considered to be Be'karke, mit Reise. So it's only possible mit Rabbanon. So again, you have to say that in everybody. All right.
All right.
wie woch hab ich sam ni wekel kach kosha im khil is khas is kol gufo beim basachas wie soll ich sie alle mit ich beges mit dalle elle mit kuchit khas it's boys wie geht der weit hat sie jetzt war wie soll ich sie achri che boy amai wird ich sam sie ze if it is exactly that not a mashmo so then it's not good because when the person enters the mikveh, enters the water, so he immediately displaces some water. So if you had just bitzimtzum, the memsor, so the moment the person puts the steps into the mikveh, before he immerses his whole guf with the head in the mikveh, so a minimum of water is already displaced. And if it had just memsorb, so by the time he pushes in, he immerses his head, there is a much less than memsorb. So in other words, the mikveh always has to be, and you can't avoid displacement. It's impossible to avoid displacement. So in order that there should be a tefillah should be ele, you must have a little bit more than himself. Unless the person prostrates himself in the bayah before the rainwater comes in, and then it starts to rain and exactly memso drop into the bayah. So then it would boil right between two. But if you have to get into the mikveh, so there is a displacement of a mashu of water before the whole goof is immersed. Alright. This is what he said. Mimayo mitarim yafi zeichlin, peru zeichlin imshokim eilchim eim chonosim, mikshomim mitarim elabesh beiren, peru shmokim omuk shmiskans v'amayim nikrash beiren, aval nischil epsulam nateire, imim lichud loy mayo. So the Ramo says in the name of the Barik, and there is any addition who says, who is chilik on it. The Yeshua is the only one who says it, that's in Rabban. But all the Rishonim agree, that Zeichlin is possible to rise. Hoyu ha Zeichlin, na mayo misav, ma neitvin she mikshomim, hare im kahakel ki mayo chol dovo, vim roba neitvin ha Zeichlin, vichin im roba miyakshom ni hanor, in mitar mi Zeichlin, el beshveren. So he discussed the various Yeshivas of Rishonim. Because on one hand, we have a Mishneh Reb Tzadik, Ala Zichlin Shechob Ala Neitvin Shemshir. On the other hand, we have the Mishneh that says that even if it is more, so then it's kosher. So then some Rishonim say that. Distinguish now. Let's say the Ram, and according to most Rishonim, the Ravid and the Ramban. So they distinguish between the original place where the Meimayon was flowing before and in the extended area. So in other words, in the original place. So even if the Neitvin is more than the Zeichlin, it's still kosher. But in the extended area, only if the Zeichlin is more than the Neitvin. But the Shite of the Marik and of the Rash is to the contrary. So he says, Hoyu ha-Zeichlin na-mayim misav na-Neitvin shemikshomim, harim hakel kimayon lechol dovo vim robo hanitun la-Zeichlin. So he's v'chein im robo mekshomim al miyano ein mitarim b'Zeichlin al-Beshberen ein mitarim b'Zeichlin al-Beshberen. Now, so he mentions both. He mentions robo mekshomim al miyano, and before he mentions him robo hanitun la-Zeichlin. So obviously robo hanitun la-Zeichlin is reference to mayon, not to know, because according to the Rosh there is a distinction between Nor and Mayon. The Rosh Hashanah is that in Mayon, so even if the Neitvin are more than the Zeichlin, it's still kosher. But in Nor, only if the Zeichlin are more than the Neitvin. Right. But the Mechaber doesn't make the distinction. He mentions them both. Vim Roba Nitla Zechlin, Vim Roba Mikshola Me'ano, in Mital Bezechlin El Beshberen. So that means that Bein Bimayon, Bein Bino, Bein Bimayon, Bein Bino, so if it's Roba Nitla Zechlin, so it's not Mital, even Bimayon. That's not like the Shittes Aram, and like the Shittes Aram. And it's not even like the Shittes Rosh, because according to the Rosh, only by Nor we say that if it's Robonet Lazechlin. But by Mayon, even if it's Robonet Lazechlin, as long as it's in the original area, not in the extended area, so it's kosher. Lefichoch, Tzorich, Lahafit, Lehokif, Mapet, Vichayetze, Beyse, Anor, Hamiure, Vachinkva, Mayon, Vidwe. Of course, that could be done in a small river. Not, let's say, in Chicago River, it couldn't be done. Because you couldn't stop the schile of the Chicago River by putting the Mappets. But if it's a small river, so then with the Mappets, you could obstruct and stop the schile. So in other words, even though most Rishenim agree with the Shittes Arayvet, that in the original place where water was flowing before, so even if it's Robonit Lazechlin, so it's Mitaya Bezechlin, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like that. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't, because the Mechaber doesn't make a distinction between the original area and the extended area. He says, Vim Robonit Lazechlin. He doesn't say in the extended area dafke. So it's mashma rosh al mechaber, even the original area. In other words, he doesn't pass from like the shittes arayve, the shittes of the Ram. But so the Rambam says v'chein nochel lehir esulach marik. There's the marik shit. V'yesh lehach mi kishittes aram v'yorosh v'ziyayt. I mean, so Avol Yishmatirim, Livel Binor is Kolashono, Av Bishasak Shomim, Viafshor Ashlogim, Viroba Anit Lazechlin, Vishimdika Gidlano, Umim Kemi Kere. So he says, so it's Mashbat Ramot. It's interesting, I mean, that Ramot doesn't even mention the Shittes Aram. And the shita that is attributed by most Rishonim to the Ravid, and that is that in the original area, even if the Cholapochas in the Mayon, I mean, but the Ravid doesn't distinguish between the Mayon and the Nor. So in the original area, even if it's Robo Nitrin al Azeichoi Mitzkosha, he doesn't even mention it. And he only mentions in connection with Nor, he mentions that even if it's Robonit from the Lazechon, it's kosher. But it's Mashma that in connection with Mayon, then certainly, if it's Robonit from the Lazechon, it's not kosher. In other words, he's not Semech on the Shita of the Ran and the Shita of the Raived, even Bishas Atrak, but only in connection with Noor. Why? Because by Noor, so Shmuel says, Na'a Mikifim Mizbarech. So for every measure of water that comes in through rainfall, so it is counterbalanced by two measures of water emanating from itself. That's what Shmuel says. So in other words, so by Noor, it's always Rabu Zechla Anitri. It's always Rabu Zechla Anitri. So this is the Shite that he mentions in regard to Noor. But not the Shittel Daran. Why don't they mention the Shittel Daran? That in the original area, so even if Robonet Lazechli, that he doesn't even mention. So in other words, he paskens in regard to Mayon, the Ramo paskens ligamre, like the Marik, regard to Mayon. In other words, that there is no difference between the original area and the extended area. As long as it's Robonit and Lazechlin, even the original area, it's not Metayim Zechlin. And he doesn't mention the Shittes Aran, the Shittes Aran, the Shittes Aran, the Shittes Aran. But in regard to Noah, so he relies b'shasatchak on the sheet of Ramatam. Because Ramatam Shite, because Ramatam Paskus like Shmuel, that Naram gives him his book. This is what he says. אבל איש מתיר לתמי נורס פרשונה בשעסק שומי ואף שורש לוגי ורובה ניטרה זה יחוש נתגיל הנור ומכם מכוי ראי וכי נוהגו וראי במכם מזמו כשם מקווה ואילים חיבי על הנהגים להוקר כי יש למה על מי שישמחו מי הוא יש לי זוי בין מידלית ובינוער המסב לגמרי על דת שומים וכשהם שומים פסקי לגמרי, אבל פי ששונה שורי, נורי שפני סיכי, בשביל הקשום מסבל יודון, מכל מוקי, הוי פסקי לגמרי שושים שומים, מוסבית בדר סחלוסי, עד שהיא כבר מים שבסיכי, שסיכי, אבל בנור שאיני פסקי, אבל פי שבשעס הקשום, מסחכי ומספשת, על כדי סוף, מודלית מלבי, מודלית מלבי, בכל מוקי, לפי סבור הסמקילים ולפי מה שנהוגו. אבו ימסו שאומרו צורר של יישובים, שהם יישובים פסולים. ואם כל המקווה יישובים פוסט מדען תירה, הוא סביקה לחומרה. אבל לבה מקווה כושב המועד, יישובים מנהל, רבונו סביקה לכולה. שאתה רמלו פסקנס, like the rosh, that כולי שוב, רובי שוב, יש פוסט מדרעיס, not like the rambam. מקווה שיש לנו חובים, כמו מנסחר, אין להאמין לי, חובים או לא, אלא כי יש במקווה, במקווה חופה לפסור. דימה אחת, הוא בקושי, אז ואיקה לי כולה. מקווה שהוא איסו חסר לפנינו, בו מוצא מלאי או, וידענו מי מלא איסו, אם הוא איסו כבר רובה בערך שנה, אם שהוא בכלל לפסורים, חופה לפסור, אז לא לכולה. אם לא יורו בערך שעד עכשיו, איקה סביקה דרעיסה, יהיה שלוחי של חובים מילה, כי לירד בו פסור לא. I mean, this is what the Pes Yosef points out. We love the body Yisrael, we love 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 כל הימים יש להם דימיון איתי הבסחילה, אל כגל של יסלש מהים, ובו אם הם סום נפלא עוד מהכלים, עוד שלהם תבילה, אבל הם יתבלו בגל, כשבאבי יתן שיפור אורץ, אבל כשיש במוסו, או שזו הכלים במצוס הגל, שהוא עושה ככיפה, לא יעוד שלהם תבילה. Now we'll leave it here. Now for Monday, you should go over the tour. Up to Daf Kuv Beis in the tour. And then, in the Mechaber and Ramor, Shach and Taz, all right, up to Sifches, in the Mechaber and Ramor and Shach. The Taz and the Shach, and the Sifches and the Mechaber. אם אישו היו לנו תמושות ויחיצה במרחץ ואפילו אורו עולה או כל מי שבאילו עדיין מתמושות וחיובים עליהם קורס אין עד שתתביל כל גופו בעשה חז במקווה ומיים so there are two ways of making a tefillah either in a מקווה or in a מיים ומיים היינו לאודו אבל כאילו now he says here מקווה שיש בממסות So it with mayon also, mikveh or mayon shivim so. So that's only vis-a-vis odom, not vis-a-vis kelim. Even though according to the Rambam, so even vis-a-vis odom, but the mechaber paskens like Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam, like the Rosh, that odom requires memso even in the mayon. אבל לכלים איתי המים בכל שולי וחקל כמו שכוסף עתו. Yeah, but there is a shite, I mentioned last time, that it requires, even מיון requires תפילס כלים, requires רביס. ואפילו לא עולה או כל מימיס, זה לא שני רמב״ם. וביטור כוסוב אויול, וצורך ליאש ודור הקומה. לא אם יבואים רוח עצובים מהרחץ, וביודע רוח צעצמו בכל גופו, אלא אפילו אולו, אלא עוד דרך שביך. דיזה מיילין תסקאבים, אשי אוכל לתפילה, אוכל לא אימא. All right. Now, so the halacha is that Mei Ma'ayon is mitayer av bizeichu. And Mikshonim is mitayer im elo bezberen. Bezberen peru sheim kvuim v'kayomim bibeir. Oy al v'gedea she'eises vivo. V'yozim zeichu is v'yozim zeichu. So, bezberen sheim kvuim v'kayomim bibeir. אוי על דגדע שאיסס ויום, ויעוזים זכלים, יספסולים, תחסיב אך מיון, ודרשינון, מיון מתאי בזכלים, ועמיק ומתאי בזכלים. I mean, when it's דרושן is not smooth, ויעוזים זכלים doesn't mean when it's קבוע וקיים בבייה. It may means if it's not בשבירן, and it's not and it keeps on moving, then it's Eichel. The Loshen with Mashma, in other words, Pirish and Kuim Kayom Beir Oyal Digeda Sheises Vivo. So then it's not Eichel. So it means Viozim Eichel, if he didn't do that, if he didn't set up together to keep the water confined, so then it's Eichel. So there is some words missing here on the task. But this is what it means. Viozim Zeichlin, or there is a mistake, instead of Vioz, it should be Viimim Zeichlin, instead of Zion. That's probably better. So in other words, instead of Zion, Viimim Zeichlin Ipsul. In other words, Pirish, what is Esbeirem Pirishim Kuin Kayomim Beya? Or Yal Begeda Sheis Esvivo. And then Viimim Zeichlin. That's probably what it is. תחסיב אך מיו דעשינו מיו מתאי הבזכלים ועמיק ומתאי הבזכלים. All right. ואם רובו, now here, when we learn the Mishnayos, I think we covered all the shittes הראשיים. I think all the shittes הראשיים. There are so many shittes there. Because we have several Mishnes. We have the Mishne in Perik Aleph, Mishne Zayin, and we have the Mishne of Nadal in Perik He, and then we have again in Perik He, the Mishne of Feit Reb Tzodek. So, from the Mishne of Nadal, it appears that even if the Zeichlin is not Nerub, and from the Mishne of Eid Reb Tzodek, it in the Mishne of Rehe Reb Tzodek, it's mentioned only if it's Roba Zeichlin. So we have many shittas. We have the Shitta of the Ran, with the Ran Shitta, I think that the Ran is a Yochid, I mean. He says the Ran Shitta is, even though he follows the Shitta of the Raivet, you see, they all base it upon the Shitta of the Raivet. So, but he has his own Shitta. And the Ran is the only one who says, Litzdodim Katon. According to all the other Rishenim, so even when it's not Mitaya B'Zeichlin, only Bezhbeiren, but it's still Mitaya B'Cholshu. So at that point, the Ran is Chelek. And he says you can't separate one from the other. If it is mitaya bezberen only and not bezeichlin, so mainly it requires memso. And if it doesn't require memso, so it should be mitaya bezeichlin also. You can't separate. But the other rishenim are all chelik on the Ran. Now, so according to the Ran, so the Ran makes a distinction between the original area and the extended area. So in other words, if it's robu zeichlin ala neitvin, if it's Robu Neitvin ala Zeichlin, so in the original area, so it's all right, even if it's Robu Neitvin ala Zeichlin. But in the extended area, so it's not all right. So it's not all right, so Mele, it's not Mitaya B'Zeichlin, and it requires Memso too. Requires Memso too. So it leaves not in Kotonim. So the Mishneh in Perik Aleph, Mishneh Zayin is Zodin Kotone, and the Mishneh in Perik He of Nadal, it also is Zodin Kotone. There's the Ranji. And then there is the Shite Then there is the shita of Draivet. Draivet. And the shita of Draivet is that there is he also agrees that there is a difference between the original area and the extended area. But whereas the Ran says that in regard to the extended area, so not only it's not mitaya bezeichlin, it requires memsotu. So the Ravet and the Ramban, they say that in the extended area, it's not mitaya bezeichlin, but it's mitaya bechol shu. Why so Reb Chaim? Whatever Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, we can say in the Shittas Rishonim. So we can say in all these Rishonim. Either the first Lashon of Reb Chaim, the second Lashon of Reb Chaim, I don't have to go over it again. Now, then there is the Shittah of the Rosh. So in other words, according to the Ravet and the Ramban, and one Lashon in the Rashbo, and one Lashon in the Rashbo, so if it is in the original area, so even if it's Chobunet v'nal Azeichlin, it's still as a din of Mayon, it's Mitaya b'cholchu, and it's Mitaya b'zeichlin. In the extended area, so if it's Chobunet v'nal Azeichlin, so then it's not mitaya bizechalin. But if it's robu zechlin al neitvin, it is mitaya bizechlin. It is mitaya bizechlin. Then there is the shittas arosh. The shittas arosh, you see, according to all these rishonim, there is no difference between mayon and no, except according to Shmuel, who says now mikifin misborech? So then it means that by no, it's always chobu zeichlin al neitvin, because now mikufin misborech. So for every measure of water that comes down through rainfall, so there are two measures of water emanating from the Noor itself. So that means that the mitzias is different. In other words, that no, you always have a case of Rabu Zeichlin Neitvin. You never have a case of Rabu Neitvin Azeichlin. So it's not that there is a difference, you see. But there is a Shittas Rosh. The way the Gulas Aliyos and the Tzemach Tzedek explains it. So he says, he is more making. And he says, vis-a-vis Mayon, vis-a-vis Mayon, so then, even if it's Robonet v'nal Azeichlin, so it has a din of Mayon, l'chol advorim. It has a din of Mayon, l'chol advorim. But, and not only, it's Mitaya b'Zeichlin, not only in the original area, in the extended area as well, in the extended area as well, there's the Shita of the Rosh. Mayim shu moshuch, pirish dadol sheres yish v'raglayim merubim v'dachim, kach mayim zeh nimshochem men necholim merubim v'dachim, v'ribu l'sichem mayim shu, ad sh'nischas kwa necholim, v'nischab m'shichosom, mitayarim b'zeichlin kibatrilo, kim di b'labach el yezeichlin b'isam kemiz, elo sh'ato nischabso, tzchiloso, avol im oyoim eit, v'ribu l'al mayim shu, ad sh'imshichei en mitayarim kem tzchilosi, Vaine hod it na lil bi verikam bi mal revi is mein shme mot. Se konit le rosh, se konit le rosh that so in my own even it's robo nit vel azekhli, but if the mayon was a mayon meshich, It had flowing water. It wasn't a mayon shokit. So then, it's always mitayav zechli, even in all the areas, even the extended area. But if, when do we say that it's not mitayav zechli, if the mayon originally was not in meshech, it was shokit, and then it started to be meshech. So in such a case, it's not mitayav. So it's not mitayav zechli. But if it was a mayon meshech, so then it's mitayav bezechlin, even robo neitel azechlin, and even the extended area. So the gulas aliyas, I mean, it's not spelled out explicitly in the Rosh, but the gulas aliyas in Semach Tzedek, so they say, so what does the Rosh do with the Mishnah of Eid Reb Tzedek, al azechlin shirob al anetvin, shem sheirin, the implication being davke zechlin shirob al anetvin, but not neitvin shirob al azechlin? So that is reference to Noor. Noor has a different status. What's the difference between Noor and the Mayon? So the Gulas Aliyas and the Tzemach Tzedek, they mention a Rabbi Bechaye in Parsha Vayishlach. So in other words, from that Rabbi Bechaye, that's the Mitzias. In the Mayon, so the Mayon at its source, it emanates, it doesn't become stronger further away from the source. Mashenkin by Noor, as the Noor is Nimshach, so it emanates more and more, it becomes stronger. So Mimele, vis-a-vis a Mayon, where all the force comes from the source, so Mimele, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference whether it's Robu Neit Zeichlin ala Neitvin or Robu Neitvin ala Zeichlin. Masheikin Bano, where it becomes more and more forceful as the Noor continues. So it becomes more and more forceful. So the Mele there we say only by Robu Zeichlin ala Neitvin. Now the Roshim, they mentioned the Gulas Aliyas and the Tzemach Tzedek, they mentioned the Rabbi Bechaye. The Bechaye says very little. He mentioned the posik in Mishnah Chofei, Mayon Nirposh, Mekir Moshchos, Tzadik Motlif Nirosh. It's a posik in Mishnah Chofei. In other words, sometimes we see that the Rosh defeats the Tzadik. So, on the surface it appears that the Rosh has attained victory over the tzaddik, but this is the superficial observation. But one who can look beyond what is before his eyes, so then he'll realize that this apparent defeat of the tzaddik in the hands of the Roshe is only temporary; it's fleeting. But in the end, the tzaddik will be able to regain his vigor. So he says, it's like a mayonir posh, so that's the kavone of the posik. Mayonir posh, mikir moshchos, tzaddik motlef nirosha. Sometimes you see a mayon that naturally has the capacity of emanating forcefully water. But then, suppose people keep on every source, if there is a multitude of people who keep on stepping and treading, so if somebody will try to observe this mayon as the multitude of people tries to tread at the source, so they'll think, I mean, the mayon is already obstructed, it doesn't exist. But that's not the truth. Once the multitude of people will desist from treading at the source, so the mayon will again revert back to its original vigor. So that's Mayon Nirposh, Umokir Moshros, Tzadik Motlef Nirosh. That's the analogy between the apparent defeat of the Tzadik in the hands of the Roshe and a Mayon that is seemingly being destroyed by the treading of people. But it's only temporary. So he says here, ומה שדיבור לשני דבורים, למיון, מיון נרפוש ומוקר מושחוס. Why does he use two similes? I mean, let him use one. Mayon nirposh. Why does the Mishlei, why does Shlomo mention Mayon nirposh and Moko Moshchus? So he says, Umashe dibur lishnei dvorim limayon limokoya. Yodua ki hano meishech min ha-mayon. Ve ha-mayon min ha-mokia. Min ha-mayon min ha-mokia. Uchshem shehano mikabel min ha-mayon. Kachamayon mikabel min ha-mokia. So what does it mean? That's all he says. So in other words, that the mayon is only mikabel min ha-mokia. All its strength comes from the source. And there is no other spot from which it emanates. If there is one single spot from which all the water emanates, Masheinkin Enor does not have a single spot from which it emanates, but as it continues, as it's Nimshach, so it keeps on emanating more and more forcefully. So in other words, Kehano Meshech Min Amayon V'Amayon Min Amokir. The Nor has a continuous Mayon with it. But the Mayon does not have a continuous Mayon. It just has one spot from which it emanates. So this is how the Golis Aliyos and the Tzemach Tzedek explain the Rosh. Alright, this is the Rosh. Now what is the Rambam Shite? So far we mentioned the Shite of Zaran, the Shite of the Raivet and the Ramban and one Rosh in the Rashbo, because the Rashbo has another Rosh too. So one Shite the Ran and the Shite of the Raivet, and then the Shite of the Rosh, so it's three Shites. Now, what's the Rambam Shite? So the Rambam Shite is not clear. The Rambam says, in Perek Tes Milchas Mikvois, Aloch Yedal, Mayon Sho Yamis Tanis, Nimshochis Mimenu V'Robol of Mayim Shuvim, Lisei Hamayon, Ache Gobro, Hamayim Shebaamis, V'Shotvu, הרים כי מיון לכל דבר. היו מימי מהמיון האינדים ואינו נמשוכים, ורובו לוב מים עד שמושכו ממנו. עמס המים, הרי המים שמשוכים שובים למיקרו לטייה בהשבירים בלבד, ושובים למים לטייה בכל שום. So, the Kesef Mishne בס יוסף has two פשוט in the Rambam. So, one פשוט in the Kesef Mishne is, that the Ramban has that Loshen also in Misach HaShabbos. I mean, the Ramban has one Loshen which is like the Shittes HaRaivet completely, but he has that Loshen also. So one Pshat in the Kesef Mishne is that according to the Ramban, when the Mishne of Nadal, it says, Mayon Shu Moshech Kinadal, Ribo v'imshiche, Hareyu k'mo shehoyo, has reference to a case, Hareyu k'mo shehoyo, has reference to the case where he dumped the water into the gumo, into the source itself. So then it becomes bottle. If you dump the mayim into the gumo itself, into the source, so then it becomes bottle. Everything, even an abundance of water, which is so many more times as numerous as the water in the Guma. I mean, how much water do you see at any moment in the Guma? I mean, just drops, that's all. So, but if it's dumped into the Guma, so then everything becomes bottled to the Mayon, it has a din of Mayon. It is a din of Mayon. And it has a din of Mayon in its entire Bezeichlin, not only in the original area, even the extended area. I mean, in this distinction that between the original area and the extended area, which is based upon it is Sefte, so the Kesef Mishne says the Rambam doesn't pass like that is Sefte, because in view of the fact that our Mishne don't mention that, so that means that our Mishne is Chelik on it is Sefte. So in other words, so according to the Rambam, when the Mishnah of Nadal says Mayashim Moshe Gnadal, it is reference to the original area, to the extended area, but it is reference to the case where he dumped it into the Gomorrah. Into the Gomorrah, but if he dumped it, not in the Gomorrah, in the Mokim Hanimshach, from the Gomorrah, so then it is not mitaya, it's only mitaya bechbeiren, but mitaya becholshu it does anyway. Why that? So again, we have to explain it according to Rab Chaim's tulishings. Now, the Roshna Rambam is in Perik Tesmach Mikvois Aloch Yed Aleph. Mayon Shoyam is Tanis Nimshochis Mimenu. Virobol of Mayim Shuvim, Visecha Mayon, Achigobu Hamayim Sheba Ameis, Vishotfu Hareim Kimayon Chodobo. So Mele is Midai from the Roshan. Virobo all of Mayim Shuvim, Visecha Mayon. What do you mean Visecha Mayon? He talks about Mayon. He says Mayon Shoyam is Tanis Nimshochis Mimenu. Virobol of Mayim Shuvim, so Mele all of. Olov has reference to the Mayon. What is this? What does it mean by Lisei HaMayon? So Lisei HaMayon means into the Gume itself. Not into the Hemshech of the Mayon, but into the source itself. So then, Harei Ki Mayon Choldovo. Harei Chal Mayon Choldovo. However, if he doesn't dump it into the Gume itself, so then it's not Mitaya Bezeich. It's not mitayah b'zeich. And then the Rambam mentions the other half of the mission of Nadal. Ho yomim me'amayon eimdim, ve'inam nimshochim, v'robol of mayim, ad she'moshchon menu amas amayim, harei amayim she'mishuchim shomu mikletayah b'shbirim, milvad shom mayim te'ocholshu. In other words, if the mayim was a mayim shokate, not flowing water, so even if he dumps it into the gumo, since it's a mayim shokate, so mele it's not mitayah b'zeich. It's not mitayah b'zeich. Now, what's the pshat? Because in order to be mitayah b'zeichlin, the mayim have to have a chalei shem mei mayon. Have to have a chalei shem mei mayon. Now, if it was a mayon that was his mayon moshuch, not a mayon shokeit, so mele, and when you dump it into the gumo, so then everything becomes mei mayon. Masha'en kei, if originally it was in shokeit, and now it became moshuch, so mainly you cannot say that the mayim that became moshuch as a result of dumping water into it have a din of mei mayim. Alright, so that's one loshen. Then the second loshen, he says that when the Rambam says mayon shoyam es ktanes nimshoch es mimenu virobol of mayim shuvim v'secha mayon, so it doesn't mean dafke if he dumped the water into the gumo. Even if he dumped the water into the hemshach of the mayon. But lafuke the case where he dumps the water away. Not, it doesn't even come in contact, let's say. The mayon goes here and then he dumps water here. So the first moment when he dumps the water here, there is no contact